I can't talk to you with any level of seriousness. Let me just
professional voices.
Here it comes.
It's still recording.
That gives me a boner. It's so good.
Like a thick can boner?
A what? Like a beer can?
Yeah, like a beer can boner.
Yeah, sure. Not yet, but when it gets to this middle part here, I'll beer can it.
The fuck does that mean? Oh,
it's more of a... It's a girth thing.
It's more of a straight thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand.
That's not true at all.
Boners are not more of a straight thing, I promise you. Because when it's not, there's more involved. There's more of them.
Boner.
The end. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, everybody. This has been the Hijinx Institute podcast, first episode.
We'd like to thank all our callers today.
We're doing great. It's been great.
Sorry we couldn't get to everybody.
I'd like to thank Christopher Reeve for coming in, despite being paraplegic and dead.
He was quadriplegic.
He's a trooper. That guy's a trooper. Oh, man. I should let this play the entire time.
I actually want to play my version, so it's fine.
All right. Down. Oh, thank you, America.
Oh, I don't think that guy's American.
Wait for it.
That's better than the original.
I know.
Did you know Journey hired that guy to replace
At the Ren Fair or whatever the hell this wherever this video was shot? It's fantastic.
I was at that Ren Fair. Forsooth, 'tis Europe, the continent which we all employ.
That's actually you singing right now, isn't
right?
it?
That's forsooth. Huzzah! Huzzah, everybody! The final countdown. All right, Hijinx and Sue podcast number one.
Previously
on... No, actually, previously on Hijinx the 2 podcast. And then things from Lost happened.
Hijinx the 2 podcast.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's start
this
off.
So we were talking about Rambo.
No, fuck that. Let's start this off right. Because this is what's on my mind. Let's talk about Lost. I was so unimpressed by that motherfucker. I have never been sadder when watching Lost. It's been... We thought about this because the first three... The second, third, and fourth comic I did were about Lost. And I was like, man, that was a long time ago. That was, holy shit, that was the finale. That was 8 fucking months ago. And then they come back in full force with a clusterfuck world tour train wreck, terrible.
You possibly, didn't like Curly running in slow motion?
But that was so big.
Wait, that was massive breasts that hung like gods? Like.
Your job is to go... Just go, dicks.
Damn.
You're the guy in the radio booth that sits in the back, and he's actually in his own little booth. And we're like, so what did you guys think about last night? It's like, dicks. Man.
Balls.
Man boobs. God, that Hurley is... I'd climb him like a mountain. He is like a love sack filled with Jell-O, and I want to envelop myself in that.
Like the love sack store?
Yeah.
The love sack.
Yeah.
Love
sack. You've got
the best
your
part
job.
Is we still have not introduced any, like, nobody knows who we are.
No one's ever going to know. Doesn't matter.
I'm that guy that just goes balls.
The balls guy is Eli, and that's how I'd introduced you in person if I had to.
Balls.
who's your brownish friend? Oh, the balls guy? That's Eli.
Yeah, that's me.
Joel from Pijinks and Beef Pilaf, Rice Pilaf, from HijinxandSue.com. It's one of those web comics that the internet has. And also from the internet, Josh. the way here.
Yeah, that's me.
All the way here from the internet.
On loan from the internet.
On loan from the Federal Internet Reserve. And Eli, who we've mentioned. Balls.
Taint.
I got to put an effect on your mic so that it goes, taint. All right, taint balls.
What the cramp are we talking about? Rainbow or Lost?
We're talking about Lost right now. We're talking Lost right now.
All right.
Is that all we? Is that all there is to say that it was terrible and there's just move on? That's it. You know what? We have a question about that. As a matter of fact,
let's go to the
mailbag.
Let's go to the first emailer.
Yeah, it's a mailbag that we've got that asks about Lost. If I said mailbag, Eli, you should say bag.
Bag.
You know? Did you know that you can't open email in iTunes? That's just not there. When you look for it, it's not even there.
There.
Stay with bag.
Bag.
Sack. Let's see. Where's this email? What do we...
Do you know that Rambo was also going to be called To Hell and Back? That's a working title.
Are you on IMDb?
Yes.
To Hell and Back?
One? To Hell.
Before it was called John Rambo.
Hell.
His first name's John. In a world where your first name's John and your last name's Rambo... John Rambo
at the outer edge of space.
When insanity is all you have.
A renegade cop.
A robot renegade cop.
In Vietnam.
One of the whole listing is Rambo to Hell and Back, or Rambo 4, John Rambo, or...
It just keeps going.
Rambo.
Oh, Rambo.
First Blood Part 4.
Sunny Vacation in Florida.
Rambo 4, Rambo 4, India... Rambo 4 in the Serpent's Eye.
Serpent.
There weren't even serpents in the movie.
Oh, this one's good.
It was originally a sequel to Snakes on a Plane.
Rambo 4, End of Peace.
I'm sick of all these motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking jungle.
Oh, wow. This gets better. There's Rambo 4, Holy War. In Rambo 4, Pearl of the Cobra.
Rambo shoots the Taliban. All of them.
A renegade cobra at the edge of space.
Balls.
In space, no one can hear you hiss.
Oh, so we're right. We're talking about balls.
Cobras can breathe in space and fly into the sun. It was a sequel to Sunshine.
Until you hug him up with, like, a wacky sidekick.
Rob Schneider and Rambo as Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider plays the snake.
Yeah.
Rambo. There's all these guys around. Oh, God, they're shooting at Rambo.
I ain't got time to bleed.
And for some reason, they have the Judge Dredd bike.
Yeah.
The hover bike from Judge Dredd.
Wait, like a seashell.
Wait. No, that's from Demolition Man. Wow.
It's all the same.
Did you know Sylvester Stallone's from the future? That's the only explanation.
You're just now
figuring out. Just now figuring out. We've evolved past the need for intelligible speech. Balls. All right, so we're talking about Rambo anyway. Might as well talk about Rambo. Tell me about Rambo, because I didn't see it, and I'm not going to see it.
I've never been so happy in my life.
Pure joy. Absolute pure joy.
Unadulterated beauty.
Joy.
Was it like, was it an artsy joy? Like House of Flying Daggers or some shit? Or was it...
You could call it that, yeah.
It's like when you're a kid and you take fireworks and put them all in a blender,
right,
with your G.I. Joes.
Oh, like you've duct taped 1,000 bottle rockets together.
Right.
And you've made that.
Apparently
super...
their squibs were as big as, like, I don't know.
Cats.
Yeah.
They were just cats.
A full-size cat.
All right, Sylvester, for this theme, squib. We're going to take all these yellowish people, and we're going to tape live cats.
Whoa.
Underneath their... It was in Vietnam, right?
No.
It was in Burma.
Who'd he kill in this one?
The Burmese.
All of Burma?
Who are the Burmese? I'm just going to play... Yeah, no one
also
knows.
Myanmar?
Elaine, you probably know it as Myanmar. I
suck at geography. He just killed a bunch of Asian people.
What was it he was addicted to? I too have tasted the sweet breath of opium.
Should I just read what IMDb has?
IMDb says the
in Thailand, John Rambo joins a group of mercenaries.
Burma. Wait, send me a link to that because I don't
Are you
like
online?
Yeah, I don't like how you're doing this.
You know what? Blow me.
Blow.
No. All right, so where's the tagline on this?
On
Oh my Jesus.
Heroes never die. They just reload.
But what? Rambo never reloads. He screws an explosive arrow tip onto a shaft.
Actually, reload. He ate like a round, like a big box of bullets and shat out like the most destructive force I've ever seen. It was fantastic.
That's good.
I actually was tired at the end of the movie. Like, I felt like
you'd been there.
It was physically exhausting to watch.
Yeah. I get this impression that you two were like balled up on the floor with some yarn, batting it back and forth, giggling.
Yeah, we turned into Muppets.
The best movie. You were a Japanese schoolgirl.
Yeah. I can has cheeseburger.
But Denise was terrified.
She was there with you?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Denise and Rick.
Because she saw her people dying.
I don't think those are her people.
I don't know.
I don't think it really matters, though. It's all
we haven't established where it is. Can we just...
Yeah, Burma.
I don't know. I'm going to pretend I know where war-torn Burma is. I know it as Myanmar. I don't know what you mean by
it's Burma. Over there in one of those Asian places we don't care about.
In Thailand, John Rambo joins a group of mercenaries to venture into war-torn Burma. You may know it as Myanmar. And rescue a group of Christian AIDS workers.
It says aid, but it'd be funnier if it was Christians with AIDS.
Workers who were captured in the ruthless local infantry unit. The plot synopsis is empty.
Oh, that's not actually... I assume that's what they were saying about the movie.
Right.
It's not a review. But the first keyword is disturbing.
Can we replace that with beautiful?
Beautiful. Tragic, disturbing, rape. Rape comes before graphic violence.
I don't remember any rape in that movie.
Then you weren't paying attention. That was one of your laughing fits for 20 minutes.
I do remember the point at the movie where...
Unadulterated joy.
The Burmese...
Burmese. Pythons.
Right. Throw a That's their small team. Baby into the fire.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
They do that. And
like to roast it from eating?
I don't know.
Mostly.
They fly in. It was like baby food.
It
was like,
sacrificing it
was
to
like
Rambo.
A seventh trimester abortion.
Wow. So we've covered rape and abortion and
I
racism.
Am an abortion survivor.
We're doing good.
By the way.
We're doing good for. We're 12 minutes into this and we've got rape, abortion, and racism.
Special Olympics. Oh, no.
That got cut.
That didn't even get
That's
recorded.
That's gone. Yeah. Julie Benz was in this?
Yes, Darla was in the
Holy
movie.
Holy fuck.
She's the main woman. She convinces Rambo to kill everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Is she... Wait, she has dark hair now?
But not in the movie.
It's all just special effects. They did that in post at ILM.
I wish it wasn't Darla. I wish it was...
Drew.
Yes. So Rambo's like, I don't know if I should kill all these people.
You should stab them in their pretty eyes, Rambo. I hear the most beautiful music.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have a giant bazooka. I don't even... I'm going to kill all these people.
There's fairies with bat wings dancing in my brain.
What the hell?
What are you even talking about?
Rambo is just Candy Mountain, Rambo. Rambo.
Sean.
Rambo, you're not... Rambo, you're not talking back to me. Candy Mountain.
What is that?
I don't know.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to Candy Mountain.
It was a Buffy thing.
Yeah, you like to watch Buffy.
Okay.
I know. I did watch Buffy, but...
Ballerinas are tap dancing in my face, Rambo.
Does that mean I'm supposed to kill everybody? You're not supposed to kill everybody. I don't understand.
She's his advisor.
Like, gentlemen, we're bringing in the best. We're bringing in John Rambo and an insane vampirist to advise on this mission, this Black Ops. Ladies and gentlemen, Drusilla.
I can hear the most beautiful music. The pretty eyes.
Yes, that's excellent. Where should we... We're going to Burma. Who should we attack?
Candy Mountain.
Candy Mountain. This is irrelevant to the character, but...
It's, but I want candy.
I do like it. I want the sweets.
That's... Is this covert intel, Drusilla?
I don't even know what this bitch is talking about.
Okay.
Back on. Let's go to the phone. Now let's go to the phone.
Graham McTavish is in this movie. Tim Kang, as Inju, is in that movie. Those are all excellent people to be in a movie.
In a world with Rambo.
Let's go to the phones. And by that, I'm going to read this email from this dude that sent me an email. Okay, Kip.
Hush it.
What do you have, sleep apnea? Waking sleep apnea?
I don't even know why you're breathing so loud.
What did that turn into at the end?
Sleep.
That turned into somebody else.
I don't know what you do.
So let's go
to the phones. That guy was going to call in and play Sweet Child of Mine. He's been practicing. Let me just dial him up here.
Let's go live
hang
to
on.
The phones.
Hang on. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, beep.
Thanks, Mr. B.
Scott, yes. Scott, you're on the phone. Oh, he's already playing. He's in the middle of it. He's doing good. I'm liking this. This is rocking. Oh, enthusiasm. Yes. Whoa. This is possibly the best version of this song I've ever heard. That's excellent. Does it get better? Oh! Oh, did he drop the guitar? God, that's good.
Thanks, caller.
We're never going to get to this, the mail sack. The mail
sack.
All right, so this guy, he says, and this was about Lost.
Let's berate like
he
the
says,
fans.
He says, please, guys, don't give out spoilers. Because you noticed that I linked to some Lost spoilers. Guess what, Kip? I appreciate your question, but read those spoilers and you'll be no more excited or depressed about the coming season of Lost. It's not looking good. The spoilers were like, Kate is alive still.
It's a schooner.
It's a...
The island is still mysterious.
But he has a question. He says, that being said, how'd you like the season premiere last night? Boo.
It was crap.
Boo. Hang on. You know what? I could best express myself.
I've had better sex with fat women.
Do you make that sound at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. I don't have rights to that song. I do have rights to the Price is Right loser clip.
I know, that's true. I don't have sex.
No.
Oh. Sex. Fat sex. Fat sex. Fat lady sex.
He says, God, am I ever going to finish this? What do you think of the premiere? Question one. Question two. Who in the world are these rescuers? And they're two little mice from a cartoon. And what are they really after? And what group is the guy who claimed to be from Oceanic? I think he's talking about the Haitian that came to visit Hurley. And who do you think the other three in the Oceanic Six are? My picks are Michael Sawyer and Son. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to go with 42.
Kate and Sawyer, 8. Kate and Jack are alive. You know that. You know Hurley's alive. And you have 3 more. It's going to be Sun, Jin, and a wild card.
Or do we?
And a wild card. Josh summed it up for me best yesterday when I said, what the fuck? I think I messaged him with, what the fuck, Lost? And he replied, what the fuck, writers? That sums it up. That was one of the worst written turds of an episode that I've ever seen. I can't even be funny about that because it just makes me sad. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I can't be all down. Ben still managed to be badass.
Well, Jack. Yeah, beat me up, you cock.
I punched my cat. when it was all when the show was over. So upset.
So is that the one that you just got back from the vet?
Yeah.
This is great. What happened to your cat? It's this show now. This is the show that we're doing now. Is what happened to your cat?
My cat was...
It has cheeseburger. It had...
I really don't want to talk about this.
Your cat got sick, and Eli goes. He takes it to the vet. And then he says, oh, man, that was so expensive.
It was 500 clams.
Five honeys.
Bones.
Benjamins. Five bones wouldn't have been bad. And I... My point was that a new cat is less than that. It's free.
You know,
it's $500 cheaper.
Not going to get into why I'm gay and don't
about
put
cats.
Down, don't want to put down my cat.
Why I'm gay for cats.
Yes.
Because I'm actually gay for cats. I'm actually having sex with my cat. Hang on. We have that on that's on the bingo
Do
board. That's on Hijinks and Sue Bingo at who had 21 minutes we'd talk about incest. They win.
How was that incest?
I'm sorry, bestiality.
Yeah,
Jesus.
It's legal in Texas if you own the animal. Now, technically, that's not your cat, though, so...
Do you have a handbook on this?
No, that is my cat.
Do you have a handbook in your wallet of things I'm allowed to fuck without going to jail? You're like, hang on,
yes.
Hang on.
A hole.
Hang on. Watermelons. Okay, that's off the list.
Oh, I thought we were not going to go there.
That's true. We talked about this before, that we wouldn't talk about the watermelons, we wouldn't talk about the cats, and I've broken trust on both of those issues, so I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Lost. I don't care anymore. I'm over it.
We weren't.
What is this?
Talking about...
Cats.
We were talking about
your cat. Are we still somehow talking about Rambo?
I thought we were. Let's go back to the phones.
Oh.
You're gonna call her
that guy again. Caller, you get. Caller, you've got to stop.
Shut up, jerk. That was one surgery and a couple shots of testosterone.
Caller, you've got to stop. Oh no. That just chemically castrated me.
Oh no. Caller, I'm gonna let you go. Sorry about that.
That guy's over. That guy can suck it. So, also on the agenda.
We have an agenda.
Yeah, no, you know.
Talk about
if
the
we ever get
election.
If we ever it, what
talk about the election.
No,
Super Tuesday is coming out.
Super Tuesday. I'm gonna mute. If we're gonna do O'Reilly style, I'm gonna mute your mic every time you try and talk.
Well, I don't think that this war
click. That's how I mute it. Click. Over. Done. All right, let's go to the internet. The internet phones. Things that I found on the internet that I thought were just fantastic. Did everybody see the cheeseburger in a can?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see the guy eat it?
No.
That was beautiful. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. The guy...
Did they actually show the can opening?
Oh,
like, I want to know what it looks like as
sweet
soon as it...
Baby Jesus, the can...
As soon as you break that seal.
The can... It's, there's freshness like you can't imagine inside that can. There is a quality of life that breathes forth from that can of cheeseburger that you can has.
Oh my God, that looks awful.
It is... it's like a biscuit of sadness...
Oh, that's so gross.
The best part
this
was
like, oh, that's so disgusting.
The best part was that one of the predictions was like, I bet the meat and the bun are the same color. And they are.
They pretty much are. Are those supposed to be pickles?
Yeah, they were freeze-dried at one point. And the best part is the guy likes it. He says it's like better than Wendy's. He says it's not that bad at all.
But it looks terrible.
It's, yeah, well, by definition, it's a cheeseburger in a can. That you don't want. You can has, but you do not want. And then we've got, okay, Michael Bay. This is excellent. This is the best thing to ever happen to life. Michael Bay is going to remake Nightmare on Elm Street. Not sequelize, my friends.
What?
Remake. Start over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
New.
What?
New. Reimagine, redream, re-love.
The movie's going to have explosions?
It's,
I don't get it.
Freddy's going to be an explosion. You're gonna have
it's a giant explosion with a floating glove
a claw
with knives,
and it eats
like,
you. You're going to be asleep and be like, oh, I'm a distressed...
Freddy's exploding for you.
I'm a distressed teen and I've got all these problems. I should take a nap. My life's so crazy.
With a soundtrack from Aerosmith.
Around you when you're dreaming and you shouldn't be sleeping. And here comes Freddy. He's exploding.
From the people that brought you Armageddon.
Bruce Willis is the explosion as Freddy in Michael Bay's Nightmare on Elm Street.
The movie, The Ride.
The Ride. The movie, The Ride. The experience, the Vegas casino / hotel tour. Star Tours, Freddy.
We're going to eat soon. I'm really hungry.
We can have some of these delicious cookies.
That's right. I made homemade cookies.
Your fucking cookies.
Whatever, dude.
Seriously, the chocolate. I can't eat chocolate.
What? Because?
Oh. He's chocolate and he hates black people. He's a racist.
Okay, I thought we were not going to talk about.
Well, there's a way
we
that
we already
we're...
broke that rule.
Oh, no. How we can get around that?
Yeah. Is by blaming it all on Josh.
Wow.
That we don't support. We'll say right now that we don't support his views.
This They're... is the part where that's been edited out. And we're back. Beep, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hey, guys.
That was
so
funny.
Back on the Morning Zoo crew with the wacky blah, 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 and the freak flop and the flip flop. Tom has been a topic of discussion lately, and I have a special place in my heart. Tom. And my taint for Tommy. Tom. Tom has so many high-powered vehicles, he spends $1 million a year on fuel. And I'm going to go ahead and take a stand right now and say that it's spaceship fuel. It's not... There are no motorcycles or high-powered speedboats involved. That it is rockets to the moon and to my heart that he pilots. Guillermo del Toro. Eli, can you translate that for me? I don't know how to say
no.
Does that mean, is that like Jeff?
That's it's a combination of meat and beans with the flavor of rice. I like to think of it as a flavor from home.
Caliente. Muy caliente. Hey,
that's I saw that on the side of a salsa can.
I've got a bit that I'm gonna do now from now on. Say something.
Something.
No, you talk like you're interesting. Pretend.
So I was at the
Muy
Texan
caliente.
The primaries for Texas.
Salsa Verde.
Thinking about voting independent or green because I care.
Guacamole. Pico de gallo.
My grandma just died.
Caliente, muy caliente.
It was in a
Grandmadre.
Actually, she was already dead and the coffin was in the bottom of the plane.
What? Are we talking about Lost again?
I don't know. Are we? I think Lost is better.
Ultra caliente. It's grandmother.
Because they
find
my grandma and she's like, tortillas?
like, what are we doing on this island? What's with all these monster noises? Porque? Ay, ay, ay.
Es la biblioteca.
She's a Looney Tune character.
I knew.
They're like, we've got to get to the radio tower. Eli's grandma, we've got to go. I'm so sleepy. I just need a siesta.
That's not funny. She was diabetic and she was always tired.
I just need some sugar. My blood glucose levels are dropping.
Because she's a small little mouse?
She's Speedy's lackadaisical cousin. Droopy Gonzalez, or whatever his name was.
Carolina.
Dopey Gonzalez. Let's not talk about your grandma. That's making me sad. Because she's obviously lazy.
She's been dead for a while.
That's not funny, man. Whoa. Okay, so I saw this on Boing Boing. Canadian is a new southern euphemism for negatively referring to black people. As in, hey boys, we've got some Canadians.
That is awesome.
That's just beauty. That's sheer and absolute racist beauty.
That gives so much more subtext to every time I yell at Jeremy, though.
For being Canadian?
Yes.
I can't call him what I want to call him. He...
Yes, you can.
I... Jesus.
He's a Canadian in the worst sense of the word.
I can't go on. That makes me so proud to be from Texas. I can't explain that we're finding new and subversive ways to have racism. Code. It's not enough to be outright with it. You have to do it in a viral sense. Hey, segue. Speaking of viral marketing, JJ is doing viral marketing for the Star Trek movie in the same vein of the Lost Experience, which depresses me to no end. There's nothing that I want to. I don't want to download a clip on my cell phone and find out what Kirk is wearing. Or somebody commented on the site that the new trailer where they're like,
in space you can weld, and then there's a ship, and you're excited.
That they would the whole viral series of trailers would be them picking out fabric for the Enterprise bridge and wood grains.
Wait, there's wood on the Enterprise?
Oak, my friend.
Smells of mahogany.
Smells like leather. I like this.
This is going well.
This is like pimp my
Enterprise bridge. Enterprise. Pimp my galaxy class starship. Excelsior.
It's like, what up, honkies?
this is your boy X to the Z. And I'm about to pimp you.
They've got an old busted starship in dry dock, and they're like, Captain.
My name's Rob. I'm 24, and I go to USC, and this is a spaceship that I drive.
I pilot a 400 million ton spaceship made of titanium, and it's busted. And just look, I never clean it, and the rims suck.
But then the music gets all serious, and it's like, but what they don't know is that his mom just died. My mom left this to me, and this is all I have.
I just can't get rid of my space.
My father left me because...
because of my space.
I'm an alcoholic, and...
we're going to pimp your spaceship!
Yay! Yay! My life is better! Oh, kid. Well, I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what she's talking about. I don't even know what she's saying. Is there a mountain? Can't you?
That was what the whole movie was like.
That was literally verbatim.
20 minutes in, he just quit talking.
Explosion.
Yeah, it was like.
Let's bring up the kill count.
Fucking war drums? What are you doing?
He was killing African tribesmen.
He just shot bullets like out of his hands.
Retatatatatatatat.
He was not.
On that ass. Okay, I've got the kill chart in front of me right now. We're back to Rambo. Full circle. Rambo. Let's go on just this movie alone. Actually, this is nice. Number of bad guys killed by Rambo with his shirt on. First Blood. 1. 2. First Blood 2, 12. Rambo 3, 33. Rambo 4, 83. Shirt still on. He hadn't even gotten started yet. He's not even in the right gear.
That was the intro.
I think he killed like one dude at the very beginning, like taking a dump. The guy next to him died.
Does it say that? That didn't make it to the chart. Okay, who remembers the real one, number one, First Blood? Did anyone see that at this table that remembers it well?
I'm actually old enough to say I saw that at the drive-in.
Well, because you're 60, I understand that. Right. I saw that on the talkies. Wait,
I saw that on the movie picture.
In the movie picture scene. We went to the video scope.
Smile.
Charleston.
Yeah, when I went there, like champ, what did you think of the movie? Was the movie the bee's knees?
Extreme! It's the whole kit and caboodle! Rambo 4 takes the talkies! The talkie awards. Eli was actually a guest at the talkie awards. The first annual talkie awards! 1918 has never been so exciting! Best use of a train going towards the screen! All of them! Well, because there was that movie where everyone thought the train was going to fly out of the screen and kill him. Rambo should have been a silent movie star. That was virtually a silent movie, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I had my own soundtrack of
slow clapping the whole time.
In my head.
You stand up at the end and you're
that,
like...
That wasn't in your head. We were both doing it.
Oh, that's right. We were applauding. That was kind of awkward, actually. No, to be the only ones laughing. Everyone's like...
Oh, the death and just... Giggle, giggle.
Well, giggle, giggle. I mean, yeah. When the first peasant stepped on the landmine, that was like the highlight of my entire day.
Oh, they played that fun game where they would take like C4 charges and throw them in little puddles of water, and then make the Burmese run through the puddles of water and find them.
Like Easter?
Yeah, and then they would blow up finding them, and then when the other ones didn't go off, they just shot them.
It takes care of that.
That was actually the introduction.
Oh, that one's a dud. Fantastic. Bang. Rambo's like, okay, kids, I hid some eggs in the puddles. And if you find them, they will paint the eggs. Because I don't know what the Burmese sound like.
Oh, wonton.
Are they Asian?
Yes.
Or do they just like Chinese takeout?
Oh.
Fail. Face Mike.
We need that.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah,
I'm not on top of my game here. I've got too many windows open. We're gonna do. Do you see the railgun video?
Yes.
I'm gonna play that for the sound. Does it have sound?
No.
So the Navy's. It doesn't have sound.
It's all in slow motion. There's all right.
Can the internet hear what I can see?
Yes.
Then no.
What is that? Like a tree takes a dump in the woods.
If a bear takes a dump on a tree, does the tree care?
Does it stink like shit?
If no one's there to dealt it, smelt it? If you dealt it, but no one's there to smelt it, does it count?
Well, the fucking trees are telling it.
Dude, you, that was you.
They get lonely.
I'm just a tree.
Hey, man, what's your problem? I gotta take a dump and I can't move. Trees got a dump, too.
What, are they just like shit all over their feet forever?
Yes. That's all that, yeah. Yes. That is the simplest explanation I can give you without getting into science.
He's like,
yes.
I so badly want to wipe my ass and I have leaves for hands.
And I'm 500 years old. I've been...
Great, now we have incontinent
I've
trees.
Been shitting at my legs for nigh half a millennia.
Nay.
They're like the Ents.
If Frodo Baggins would please come.
Like,
clean up my shits.
Frodo Baggins. If a tree is going to say anything, it's worth saying. It takes a lot. Plus, we're shitting constantly. Please help a brother out.
But you know whose isn't offensive? The pine.
I don't say the palm.
No, the pine. You want him to shit. You like that. You're like, oh. Pine.
Pine, that's nice.
That is nice. I like cedar. You want a cedar to shit.
Well, like maple is the...
It's bad. It's like an old dog.
The 38-year-old frat boy who's still trying to get through college.
Yes.
How are we still talking about this?
My shits.
It's degraded to the point where...
Here, I'll be the frat tree.
And what, we're going to have an intellectual discussion as other trees?
Dude, I was banging this tree. Oh, there's something about banging other trees makes me want to shit.
It's like, so when are you going to get out of college?
Oh, college.
Oh, it's so great here.
Plenty should be a doctor by now. Doctor Tree.
Plenty of tree tail.
So good as shit. I shouldn't have had that Jack in the Box.
So there's a giant tree walking up to a Jack in the Box at some point.
Yeah.
Frodo Baggins. I'm going to have a number one.
Yes, can I take your order?
I'd slow down. Curly fries. Can you do?
can you do like a half Coke, half Diet Coke, Frodo?
Frodo's not on tonight. This is Bob. Upgrade that to you.
I'm going to have to start over now.
I'm sorry, sir. Are you in a car?
I'm a tree.
We don't take walkthroughs.
What sort of car would a tree drive, young man? I'm literally a motherfucking tree.
Actually, I'm about 35. I'm not a young man.
It is.
Thank you. Please turn around.
Wait, so then he wasn't a car at the end. That's the secret. Is he's in a little car. He's a giant tree.
Oh, I have a question.
Go ahead.
From
as you're typing to everyone you know, fail.
I'm like,
fail, dude. Save us.
Oh, God.
Save us. Fail. Failure. Look, we're going to, we got anywhere from like 5 to 10 minutes to go.
Cloverfield.
What about it?
The question is
it happening live as we speak? Caller?
What do you think? Caller, are you there?
Caller?
Hello?
Turn down your radio, caller. Caller?
The question is, what do we think the origin of the Cloverfield monster is?
I thought that was established
and
in space.
Why?
Space, because it's from space.
It's not from space. It's from the deep sea.
No, it crash lands in the deep sea because it's from space.
It doesn't crash land. That's a Japanese satellite that crash lands and wakes it up.
I am an expert because I've not seen the movie. And I don't care.
One, I've seen the movie. Two, all the viral marketing covers this.
Oh, okay.
It's from the deep sea.
It's an earth creature? It's a native?
It's from native the deep sea.
He actually hooked up with the trees and was like, hey, man, you want to get some
jackpots? Hey, guys, it's me, Cloverfield. Sup, bitches? And they're like, hello, Cloverfield. You're looking rather splendid.
That's cool.
Anyway, guys.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
So, you want to go eat a city? You want to go get some tail? Eat a city. Ooh, that sounds interesting, Clover. Guys, brohams.
Would you happen to know where Frodo is?
Is that you, Frodo Baggins?
No, Jesus Christ, are you stoned? It's Cloverfield, buddy.
Dude, bro. Cloverfield from the Die. Dude, we're watching the Die Hard movies.
From the deep sea, dude.
We're watching those Die Hard movies. Hanging out
from the deep sea, bro.
Jack in the box,
jacking off on each other. What? No.
And he throws up the little like hug face hugger things. He's like, let's see, Clever. And then the little those little dudes go running around.
Little maggots, little crustacean crabs that I understand exist because I haven't seen the movie.
Serious diarrhea.
Do you realize that
you can't watch the movie?
I can't. I'm not going to. I'll have to watch it at home in 5-minute increments to not vomit.
God, I so want to be there when you watch it.
It says, we go to the theater.
Yeah.
We go to the theater for Sweeney Todd. We're going to see Cloverfield. And there's a poster. I posted this on the site. And it says, you will shit your face if you watch this movie. If you like the sensation of being thrown out of a space shuttle, you'll watch this movie. So I said, nay.
Oh, I have a caller with a question.
Caller?
This is actually directed towards you, Joel.
Go for it.
You actually draw the comic.
Really?
When will we get some...
Are you being serious?
I'm totally serious. I have...
Who's this from? I want to know who this is.
This is from my friend Travis.
I know Travis, right? Okay, let's go. Question.
His question is, when will we get some full frontal nudity in Hijinks Ensue?
He doesn't have access to that part of the site. That's a premium membership characteristic. That's a $10 a month premium platinum club member. It's all dicks. Not only
that shows up on your credit card like that. All dicks.
All dicks. No, it's not discreet. Let's be very clear about this. There is
it's basically every drawing you ever made in the last 4 years.
It's invite only, and if he I can extend an invitation. It not only are all the characters dicks, but they have dicks. They are swinging 12-foot dicks with their own giant dicks.
Excellent. That's is it still
balls.
Is it still actually you, me, and Eli?
Dick representations of.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been listening in the past 2 minutes. Why are we talking about dicks?
balls.
I was trying to read because I have such a difficult time reading.
Like you're trying to get your weekly reading done right now?
Yeah, because...
You're like, man, while I've got some time off...
Now I'm getting random questions thrown at us.
Who...
Beef, no one can chicken, hear pork, us. Or rugby?
No one can hear us, right? I mean, I don't understand how the internet works or anything, but how are we getting questions? Are you you're soliciting questions during the podcast?
Yes, I am.
Record your questions. Email them. MP3s to what?
Email audio recordings.
Email your audio recordings to podcast.
Do not type your questions.
Podcast at hijinksthesoo.com.
Upload those to an FTP secure.
Sure. And then send me the password.
I want the BitTorrent.
BitTorrent your questions? We're so cool that you can't call in. We have to pirate your questions. Record your questions, copyright them, release them on a major record label, and then we will BitTorrent illegally steal your questions directed at us.
I say you call Mikey.
No, because
call him up live.
No, because I'm going to have Mikey on the show later. Don't.
Well, that way we can get a question in. We'll answer that question live.
I'll call him.
Okay, go. Let's do it. Go. This will wrap it up. This will be the end.
Can we get some music? Some interlude?
There's no way.
Yeah. This can't be good.
Oh.
You can rap. You can freestyle while I pull up the music. No, don't. That hurts my face. You can't do that. Let's just skip to the middle of this. Countdown!
The phone is ringing.
Hey!
So, right now, you're on the air with Joel and Eli and Josh, and you need to ask us a question about hijinks and
let's
Sue.
Go, let's
or
go.
Anything, or life. Anything. Or life.
Or just whatever.
Wait. Speakerphone.
Just throw something out. Wait, let me get on the
hang on.
Wait, tell him to wait. Tell him to wait.
Wait. Yes.
Are you talking to a sad robot?
Fantastic. So we're recording live right now, so amuse us.
All right.
We're so desperate for content.
My mic is known.
Who's your favorite American Gladiator and why?
Wolf and there's no fucking
Wolf and the end. Wolf and over. Out.
Yeah, it's just Wolf. And there's I don't have to back that
he
up.
Goes, they're like, Wolf.
Also Helga, because she spells her name with two L's. That's it.
And probably takes dumps bigger than me.
While gladiating. She's like, and in the giant ring toss that we play, Helga is so angry.
So is she still there?
Are you still with us, caller?
What? No, that's the end.
Caller.
Hang up on him.
We're cutting your mic.
Cut off his mic. I don't want that.
I like that. Why?
Wolf has had a bit recently where they say, Wolf, how'd you feel about that last match? The little guy got away from you. Oh, I missed a meal. I'm going to eat that person literally because I think I'm a wolf. Oh.
Yeah, he goes home every night and cries like in the corner.
Well, he has to peel off the sideburns first.
Wolf is so sad.
So he's like in the corner of the shower.
He fries
like,
into his bowl of Cheerios.
What does he eat? Cheerios and beer? Minus the Cheerios.
That's all he can afford because he works for American Gladiators.
He has a bowl of beer and a big soup spoon. Wolf sad. He goes home and they lock him in the basement like Sloth. He watches old black and white TV and strains at his shackles.
Time to go watch the old picture film.
The picture tube. Dateline, 1918. Rambo is released and the talkie world goes crazy.
Wolf like
Rambo. Wait, we've got Wolf on the phone.
Wolf, are you there?
This is Wolf. Wolf sad.
Why does he talk like Ludo?
Who's that? I mean,
from
who?
Labyrinth.
Oh.
Ludo.
David Bowie?
Down.
Hey guys, it's me, Cloverfield again.
Hey,
how's it going?
All right, we're gonna wrap it up. We've got Wolf, Cloverfield, Rambo.
I just got in here,
such
guys.
A failure.
We've got.
I just got in here.
Hey, it's Cloverfield.
It's.
You changed his voice.
Good to be with you.
He was a frat boy a minute ago.
Oh, that's.
Wolf one. Soup.
I'm actually Cloverfield's handler. I just wanted to let you guys know he's outside. Ready
Wolf
to...
like pancakes made of beer and sadness.
Hey, guys, it's me, Cloverfield.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, what up?
What's up, bro hams?
I'd give you a high five, but I got these... They got a problem.
You know...
But you know...
Monster hands.
I'd totally give you guys some daps, but you know, monster arms.
Yeah, man. So I cracked open the top of this mountain and took a big dump in it, man. Man, wait until they show up to that mountain tomorrow.
Because people go to that mountain.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be great.
People go there to ski and there's just one brown mountain. They're like, I guess it's okay.
I was going to
put... What is this? What am I skiing in? It's like monster dump.
I was going to put it in a bag.
Monster dump? What are you doing here?
I was going to put it in a bag and burn it, but, you know, couldn't find a bag, you know.
You were way too late on the soundboard.
So failed.
Way too late.
So failed.
Colossal fail.
Oh, there we go.
All
can
right.
We go now? I'm so hungry.
We're done. Out. We are going to, I'm going to have to skip to the middle. Just fade into oblivion.
All right, guys. Well, this is Cloverfield. See you guys next week.
Wolf, go home.
Hey, is that a tree guy still around?
Who?
The tree guy? Is that guy still here?
Frodo. It's time to end the podcast, Frodo.
God, that music's loud. The tree guy can't hear over himself.
Now I can hear
some hot ass, some tree ass.
I can hear so much better now, Frodo.
Because there's nothing love. There's nothing I love better than some bush.
Oh, pun fail.
But I'm
failure
a
pun.
I'm a frat monster, man.
What do you expect? I'm crazy.
Woo! I'm a.
Ow! Show me your titties.
Well, I gotta go to a party now, guys. So I gotta go.
Out. Monster out. That's his call sign. Out. Peace. All right. If you made it this far, commendable effort. I appreciate it.
I hate all of you.
I swear to God.
All two of you that listen.
If there's ever another one, I swear to God it will be worse than this.
Hey guys, it's me.
Cloverfield, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I actually got nowhere to go.
Jesus, Cloverfield.
Nobody loves me.
Titty bars don't open until about 5.
Plus, you know, 100 feet tall. Can't fit in.
Yeah, lots of problems. My life is so sad.
He's just really depressed for a monster.
Can I just hang out with you guys?
Anyway, can we go, like, I don't know, the mall?
Burger King. I'll pay.
I mean, carry you guys. I can't fit in your car.
You guys won't.
You know.
Yeah, seriously, what are we doing for lunch?
My skin's getting dried out all the time.
I need to get back in the ocean. Take a little dip.
I'm going to leave again.
Stretch.
Eradicate a city.
I got to go hang out. I got to hook up with that tree guy.
Let's go cruise for some bitches, Cloverfield. You guys...
I don't like that guy, that Rambo guy.
All right, so anyway, we're done. We're here with Rambo, Cloverfield, Wolf, Eli, Josh.
What?
There, end. Yes,
good,
there you go.
Good night.
Eli, good night. Good morning.
On a very special...
I'm going back to bed.
On a very special Hijinks Ensue. Next time on a very special Hijinks Ensue...
It's your baby!
But we didn't even have sex!
It's your baby!
Next time...